Okay, tonight our topic is called Keeping It Fun, Up-to-Date, and Relevant. As I look at this topic, I can't help but think that this is a good life philosophy. I am sure my children and grandchildren would be so excited if I am able to keep it fun, up-to-date, and relevant in the rest of my life, but I digress. Tonight we have three of our speaker consultants discussing these issues. What happens when the event is over? The advantages of personal improvement as a speaker, and how to broaden your connections with Stonecross Ministries. First, I would like to introduce Teresa Bourgeois. Now, with a name like Bourgeois, you can guess that she lives in Louisiana. She is a speaker consultant, and she has served in most positions in her local Women's Connection planning team for over the past 15 years, and she currently serves on the board of directors of Stonecross Ministries. Teresa will share with us a little about the overall mission of Stonecross Ministries and the local outreach event and what happens when the event is over. So thank you, Teresa, for joining us tonight.
Oh, thanks, Linda. Thank you so much. Thank y'all for being on the phone call tonight and taking time out of your evening. Stonecross has been compelled for over 75 years to help women begin a relationship with the God of the universe through His Son, Jesus Christ. And today, Stonecross women continue to be compelled to reach all women with the gospel using every available means. Mrs. Baugh started 24 prayer groups over 75 years ago, and as women gathered together to ask God for a way to share about His love, He answered that prayer. And from those 24 prayer groups grew Stonecross Ministries as we know it today, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with women worldwide where they are as they are. An integral part of that mission has been fulfilled through our After Five, Women's Connections, Christian Women's Club, Women Moms on the Run, and other outreach events, utilizing the Stonecroft-approved testimonies of you all, our gifted and amazingly talented Stonecroft speakers. Some of you may not have ever had the pleasure of serving on the local planning team. If you have, then you're familiar with Stonecroft follow-up guidelines. For those of you who haven't, this may be something as important to you as it was to me. See, after the event, you collect all those comment cards at the door, and you meet and greet each guest. After the guests leave, you and the chairman of the group have the opportunity to pray for each of those guests who indicated a decision to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. As people come to know Christ, the next step, we all know, is to encourage and equip these new Christians to grow spiritually under the direction of the Holy Spirit. So what happens after you leave the meeting and after you leave the area? Well, Stonecross has a plan for that. See, that New Beginnings booklet that you give each believer provides a mini Bible study that will help her understand her new relationship with Christ. And within 2 or 3 days, someone from that local leadership team, usually the chairman, will personally follow up with each one of those ladies who indicated a decision. And many times that chairman will meet with that precious new believer for coffee or invite her to the next Bible study or prayer connection. And often she'll become an active member of that local group, and the Stonecross cycle continues as she invites her friends to future outreach events. Some of those ladies even become speakers like herself. Other members on the leadership team follow up with the other ladies who indicated interest in learning about Christ, praying with others, joining a Bible study, or being involved with Stonecross Ministries. As Stonecross continues for another 75 years, these outreach events will continue to reach women within reach with the life-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. As Stonecross started on a foundation of prayer, that foundation of prayer continues with our Stonecross Praise, P-R-A-Y-S, groups, Stonecross Praise groups. A Stonecross Praise group can be started with just two or three ladies getting together anywhere, anytime that works for you, praying specifically for women you know and women you may encounter, praying that God will show you how to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ and that they might begin a relationship with God. To find out more about Stonecross Praise or to start your own Stonecross Praise group, just go to stonecross.org/praise, P-R-A-Y-S, for more information. anyways, if you've been to a Compelled event, you've probably heard StoneCop CEO Lorraine Clow mention VPO, and that's sort of the current vision and strategy for the growth of StoneCop Ministries right now. The V is for volunteers, and we have a goal for StoneCop of involving 7,500 new volunteers by the year 2020. It's a big goal, so we're going to need every current volunteer support to help bring on these new volunteers. The P is for praise. StoneCop has set a goal of 750 new praise groups. I think we're approaching, or maybe we've reached the 150 mark now, as women join together to pray for ways to share the gospel with women in their area. God will answer those prayers by starting new outreach opportunities. And that's the O in the VPO. StoneCop's home office staff and leaders have the tools, training, and resources needed to reach women worldwide with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So in addition to the Christian clubs and the Women's Connection outreach events, local StoneCop groups are sponsoring military outreach events across the United States also. The Are You Aware event, focusing on sex trafficking, recently launched in a few areas. And in a couple weeks from now, the pilot for StoneCop's new Healthy Balanced Living will launch in Florida. The StoneCop Bible studies are being translated into different languages as new StoneCop Bible studies are being developed. So as you can see, StoneCop is thriving and growing, and so many things going on right now. I hope I've shared a little bit of the massive vision of StoneCop Ministries with you, and you can see that this is an exciting and wonderful time to be a part of this amazing and growing life-saving ministry of StoneCop Ministries. I'll give it back to you now, Linda. Thank you so much for that time.
Thank you, Teresa. Next, we're going to have Lori Harton. And in addition to serving as a StoneCop speaker consultant for the Western Division's Golden Gate region, she also serves as the women's pastor for her home church and fills several leadership roles in her home area for writing groups, Christian counseling, and her own nonprofit organization. She and her husband have been raising a blended family that includes three sons for almost 15 years. With humor and warmth, Lori loves to share her heart on several topics relevant to women today. She sounds like a very busy lady, and she is going to have to leave us after she does her presentation, and hopefully the rest of us can answer any questions that you might have for Lori, or I will be glad to give you her email address at the end of this. Lori will be sharing tonight on the advantages of ongoing personal improvement as a speaker. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Linda. I would like to open with a scripture taken from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And it reads, "All of Scripture is God-breathed. In its inspired voice, we hear useful teaching, rebuke, correction, instruction, and training for a life that is right, so that God's people may be up to the task ahead and have all they need to accomplish every good work." You know, every time we go to the Bible, even if we have read a particular passage before, we can always learn something new. And in the same way, there is always something to improve our skills in speaking. It's not always about revising the content of our talk. All over time, there might be reasons to do that, so we can include the things that God has done in our lives in the past year or even recently, and not just when we decide to accept Him. But instead, I want to talk about the advantages of always looking for opportunities to evolve as a speaker. If you are open to this, you will not have to look far to find many opportunities for ongoing personal development. Actually, one of those ways is the call that you're participating in right now. Just as StoneCop is passionate about introducing women to the truth of Jesus Christ, they're just as passionate about equipping you as the messenger of that truth. Calls are planned to allow you to take advantage of training and development from the comfort of your own home or at your car or wherever you might be nowadays. The calls are also recorded to allow you to go back and have a listening refresher, and that can be very helpful. But best of all, this type of training is free. Regional speaker trainers and speaker consultants also plan periodic workshops to allow for a day of training in a fellowship setting. You know, sometimes for a small fee, you can register and attend a day to receive the latest on a variety of subjects. Things like nonverbal body language, incorporating dramatic elements into your talks, and how to really connect with your audience. Other areas covered sometimes include how to be a gracious guest in a hosting home, or how to adapt your talk for a shortened time situation. And all of these opportunities can help personally develop your speaking ministry to a level that you may not have anticipated it could go, and all for God's glory. It also allows you to be in a fellowship environment with your speaker sisters. You would be amazed at what you can learn just by sharing experiences. And it's extremely important to always be open to further development because our audiences are always changing. The felt needs of women are constantly evolving. For example, you know, it wasn't that long ago that it was perfectly acceptable for us to deliver our testimony in a reading a speech-like manner. But these days, that practice is less acceptable, and audiences prefer a conversational style delivery. They want you to talk with them and share your story just as you would if there were just two of you sitting over a cup of coffee. Another way our audiences are changing is the trend of what I would like to call buzzwords. Buzzwords are huge. By participating in ongoing training, you can be in tune with the evolution of language and styles. You know, for example, right now buzzwords like tapestry are huge, and another buzzword is tribe. And just being in tune with those things, and consider how that can be used to keep your speaking fresh, to keep your language fresh. And it's also important to remember to not be so busy that this becomes a reason to neglect or overlook training. You know, as a speaker, you should be understanding that participation in an on-site training event at least annually or participating in at least 3 speaker calls or a similar type of training each year are reasonable expectations. There are speakers that, for whatever reason or another, never seem to have time to attend training or participate in development opportunities. But yet they always manage to accept whatever booking comes their way. If you are, and I'll just say this, and we're going to get real here. If you are too busy for ongoing development, then you are probably too busy to speak. When Christ spoke to people and ministered to them, he was not traditional. He was fresh. He was that cool drink of water in a dry and parched land. He challenged people to consider their thoughts and why they were thinking them. And they also always got his very best. And as his ambassadors now, our audiences deserve our best. And understanding the importance of ongoing personal development and training helps ensure that we're always giving our audiences the best we have. Because as a speaker, that's the best gift we can offer. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Linda.
Okay, thank you, Lori. Janice, next we'll hear from Jan Mathers. Janice is the Stonecroft Speakers Consultant for the Northwest District, and she's also a speaker, and besides Stonecroft, she speaks extensively for other ministries and civic groups as well. She is a contributing writer for 16 books and the sole author of several others. She's been a columnist with 2 international women's magazines and is currently a freelance writer. Her home is in Bend, Oregon, where she lives with her husband and helps in their 4-generation family-owned well drilling business. They have 2 married sons and are thrilled grandparents of a beautiful little girl. Today, Janice will be talking about opportunities for you as a speaker to broaden your connections with Stonecroft Ministries.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks, and thank all of you for joining this call. We really do appreciate it.
StoneCalls has never required that our speakers be involved in a local outreach group, but I wanted to talk to you for just a moment about how beneficial it's going to be to your level of influence as a speaker to be actively participating in other aspects of StoneCross Ministries. The most frequent source of discouragement that I hear from speakers is that they feel like they're preaching to the crowd, the choir. And in some cases, this is true, I know. However, without exception, the speakers who express discouragement to me are the ones who are not involved more broadly in the ministry. And when I think about this, I think it's because without that deeper involvement, their vision is limited. They have no way of knowing what's going on behind the scenes. They don't have any interaction with women who are being influenced as a result of StoneCross. For example, when you go someplace to speak, you show up at an event at the appropriate time, you share your talk, you spend a few minutes chatting with the women as they leave, and then you go back home, and that's it. Under these circumstances, it is very easy for that check mark in the first box from a woman indicating that she has prayed with you. It's very, very easy for it to become just that, a check mark that makes you feel that you're doing okay as a speaker. But you're not there to see if she's following up on that initial commitment or if she's putting her roots down into Christ or growing as a Christian, which means you're missing out on an incredible source of inspiration and joy. But if you are involved in a local group, then you see this transformation unfolding in other women's lives. And these women from your local group become a face to that check mark you get at other groups where you go to speak. They become a living, breathing representative of what happens after you leave a group. You are doing yourself a great disservice if your only involvement with StoneCross is as a speaker, and I urge you to get involved locally, either through participation in a local outreach event or through Bible study groups or prayer groups. This is going to so enhance your speaking effectiveness. Hopefully when you are speaking and when you get to the comment card part, you are talking about the Bible studies as you're going over those four boxes on the comment cards. But do you personally know about the Bible studies? Have you participated in them or benefited from them? Last year, I decided to ask God to give me the names of 5 women to invite to one of our StoneCross Bible studies. And within like 20 seconds, just boom, 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 he dropped 5 names into my mind. And I will tell you that as those names came to my mind, I thought, ooh, I don't think that's a good mix. But I just decided to trust the names God gave me. I invited the 5 women. All of them came, and all of them are now in the second Bible study with me. And I cannot tell you how exciting it is to see these women, a couple of whom are not Christians and some are brand new Christians, to see them start to grow and blossom. And one woman texted me after one of the meetings, and she had prayed out loud for the first time, and she just could not believe that she had been able to do that, and she was so excited. So I can tell you that as a result of my experience with these women, my passion is much greater when I explain the Bible studies at the end of my speaking engagements and talk about the comment cards. It's added to my passion for StoneCross Ministries because I'm seeing what's happening on so many different levels in this ministry that you will not see if you're only involved as a speaker. It's because of these kind of experiences that I don't get discouraged when I speak somewhere and don't have a response, because I know personally that that is not all there is to the story of StoneCross in that community. God is working there with committed women in so many different ways. So I urge you to join a study or start a Bible study group on your own just to refresh your enthusiasm as a speaker for Stonecroft. Another outstanding benefit for you would be to get involved with the Stonecroft Praise Group that Teresa has already mentioned. This is a movement that was birthed during our 75th anniversary celebrations last year when God led our CEO, Lorraine Clow, to take us back to our roots in order to propel us into the future. These groups are going to provide the impetus to reach today's women for Christ in ways that are relevant to them, greater than we ever imagined possible. I'm so excited to tell you that as of today, we have a total of 143 Stonecroft Praise groups in 40 states and 3 different countries. And these groups are comprised of college students, military women, wives, mothers, grandmothers, single women, all of whom have joined forces to ask God, how can we reach our communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ? As a speaker for Stonecroft Ministries, there can be no better way for you to stay passionate about and relevant to the women you want to introduce to Christ. And again, I urge you to either join an existing praise group or, better yet, start your own. All that's required is that you get together a couple of like-minded women to pray with you. Try mixing it up a little bit and invite a couple of younger women to join you. Now, I'm not talking about women who are already involved in Stonecroft, but to look out around you at fellow Christians who aren't involved in Stonecroft, but who do want to be involved in evangelism. And if you feel like your schedule can't handle one more thing, and I know we all feel like that sometimes, but please, in this matter, think again. Stonecroft Praise is not a time taker, a time waster. It doesn't involve any planning or production or rearranging of your schedule. You just meet once a month for a quick cup of coffee, and then you pray together. Or you can meet for a few minutes after your regular Bible study group or church group or whenever. In fact, you can even pray online with Stonecroft Clear Praise. And I will just give you the address of that right now. The next live chat is going to happen on Thursday, May 29th at 8 o'clock p.m. That's Eastern Daylight Time. And you just go to www.twitter.com/StonecroftPraise. And I think you'll find that very exciting to participate in that way. This is what is so exciting and different about Stonecroft Praise. The sole focus on your prayer time is on asking God to show you how to bring the gospel to women in your community. And you can either spend this time praying as you feel led to pray, or you can print out the monthly guideline from our website for Stonecroft Praise. And that guideline helps you stay focused on evangelism while you're praying. By the way, if you do decide to start a group, a Stonecroft Praise group, do let Stonecroft know by registering your group online. And then don't forget to let us know how God is working through your group. Let us know the opportunities for evangelism that God is bringing your way and the ideas for outreach that he's dropping into your mind. We want to know all about what you're doing. So I just want to encourage you, if you are discouraged as a speaker, if you feel like your opportunities to speak are getting less, just consider getting involved in a Stonecroft Praise group. That will change. Or start a Stonecroft Bible study. That will change. The more opportunities you take advantage of to be involved with the women around you, the more relevant and passionate you will be as a speaker. Thank you so much. Back to you, Linda.
Thank you, Jan. As you can see from our three participants tonight, we've given you a lot to think about. On a personal note, our group, after our consultant event, unknown to me, had several of them had started a Stonecroft praise time, and when we went to, and I had started one with some friends in Jacksonville, and when we went to our next a prayer connection, it was electric. There was just an excitement that had not been there for a while, and it was just an electric moment when we all got together and we started sharing. We all started realizing that after the compelled event, we'd all gone off and done. Oh, sometimes it was just one person with one person, or three people asking two younger women to join. But it just enhanced our prayer connections and our outreach meetings in a visible way. We live in a very academic town, and there's a lot of there's not a lot of spiritual stuff happening, but our group, because of Stonecroft Praise and some other things that we have done, has just been energized. So I really encourage you to think of a friend that you could just join in prayer, or a couple of friends. Now we want your comments, your questions, your insights, and if you'd like to join in on this conversation, make sure you press #6 so you will be heard. So does anybody have any questions or comments?
This is Yvonne Ortega from Virginia, and I want to say thank you to all of you for this call and all the other calls we've had. They have meant so much to me. I had not thought about all the follow-up that occurs after speakers leave an event. And that was a powerful point to make this evening.
Well, thank you for that. It's interesting. Years ago, I brought a lady to one of our events, and she didn't accept the Lord that day, but she was reminded that day that she had accepted the Lord as a child and never done anything with it. Well, she decided to make God an important part of her life, and yes, I am a speaker, and she started hearing wonderful things about her, going to Bible studies, leading Bible studies, becoming members of the board at things like Fellowship of Christian Athletes and things. And 3 years ago, I saw her at a FCA meeting and invited her back to the luncheon, and she came, and she ended up becoming our new speaker, bringing more life to our group. Becoming our chair and bringing so much more life to our group. And she was so excited because she said, this is where I first realized that although I had accepted God, I never really allowed him to be a part of my life. And so the follow-up and getting those people involved in Bible study and making contact with them and inviting them to our prayer connections, it's just so helpful. And we applaud our chairs and our vice chairs who have to do all of that follow-up work. And they do it diligently, and they do it lovingly, and they do it prayerfully. Any other comments or questions?
This is Deb Potts from Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And I had a question. I think it was Teresa, the first speaker, that mentioned something about healthy, balanced living, a new thing going on in Florida. Could you speak to that and give us some more details about what that is?
Teresa?
Well, I really don't have any details on that. Except that just the pilot is coming out. That's really about all I know about that. There'll be more about that after they've already had the pilot and more information. Do you know about it, Linda? Or have you just got Lorraine has just told us. I'm not sure where it is. Lorraine has told us about it, and I think they brought in, I think they said like 30 new volunteers to help them put that on.
Okay, so what this is, and Jane, you may need to help, or Vera, one of the things that Stonecroft has suggested to some of our speakers is that they become more of a workshop or seminar type, do a workshop or seminar type presentation where if they are gifted in a certain area, say in nutrition, that they could actually plan an event that would be considered like a workshop where people would come and learn the, for example, healthy living. And so it sounds like that is what is being planned. I have not heard about this. It might be in South Florida. Does that sound like something, Jan, or where
right.
is it?
Yeah.
It,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to have more. I think they're going to have more material about it after it's over. I think they're going to put more material about that on the Stonecroft website so that others can have the same sort of program that they're having
right.
there.
It's kind of a replicable workshop that covers
right.
all aspects of healthy living, emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of it. And it's a pretty exciting sounding workshop. I'm really excited to see how the pilots are going to go, and you will be hearing information, but they're putting it together in a way that we'll be able to replicate it across the country.
Lady, this is Karen, the Western Division School Director,
mm-hmm.
and I have a few things to add about a healthy, balanced living. Most of what you said sounds just what I know about it. They wanted to try and do two different pilots in two different areas to get a feeling for how well this is something that we could do as a template in each local community, which would be involving the local speakers that are there interested in those different areas, largely so that we can create an environment where Stonecroft is helping to reach women who are, you know, younger. Like this one, we feel the demographic is kind of 30 to 40. Many of them are working, they have children and husbands, and they've got so much they're trying to balance, and they don't even realize that without the spiritual aspect, they're missing out on so much strength and power, as we know, that we can draw from Jesus Christ. And in doing these types of one-day seminar, each of the women who participate as speakers are going to be asked, they would, of course, all be believers, but they would be asked also to provide a four-week follow-up that the people who come to the seminar would then also be coming for a weekly ongoing type of thing. So just like with our normal CWCs, we're trying to get those who come to Christ into a Bible study or something and to create that relationship that lets us speak into the lives of women. That's part of the design of this as well. So that might give you a little bit more, and they're looking at another location to do in the summer. And then once we see how well it's received and how well it might work, then we will really move forward to Stonecroft and encourage. I mean, we know, Stonecroft knows that our speakers are one of our greatest assets out there. So now we just want to find ways to reach the younger women in the places where they are, where their needs are. And so that's how I understand healthy balanced living. I don't know if that helps you or not, but that's kind of a bigger picture view.
I think that does help. So it will be like a seminar event, and you can pull in people who may not know the Lord to come and hear about healthy living and hear the gospel. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, that sounds great. Any other questions or comments?
I have a question on the seminars. Then they could be anywhere? Is that...
Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're saying, isn't it?
Yes. Once after the pilots have been tried out, then we'll all be receiving information on how we can replicate them.
Okay. That sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same message. It's just presenting it in ways that will be appealing to the new generation. And I think that's what this pilot is all about. Any other questions?
I believe that's just one of the outreaches that's going to come out of these new praise groups. It's
uh-huh.
all about reaching women for Christ. So as women are together praying, God's going to open up new outreaches and new ideas for women. And that's just one of the beginning ideas that's coming out of those.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. You know, we always have to get back to basics, and prayer is the basic that God is always calling us to, that sometimes we, like one of the presenters said, might feel that we've gotten too busy to do the basics, but without the basics, there's no anointing. And I'm so glad God called Lorraine to encourage us to get back to these basics, because I think that's exactly God's heart. Any other comments?
This is Carol Ledbetter. I was going to make a comment that I think this is a really good way to go. Recently, I've been doing kind of a audience participation kind of seminar, could be called a seminar, I guess, on friendships of women. And it's humorous, but it's also things about, you know, the friendships we develop with other women. And it has been very popular, and in the last week I've spoken at a mother-daughter banquet and at a retirement center. So you never know where you're going to go if you start experimenting with that.
Uh-huh.
This is really fun. I understand with the pray and play that Stonecroft has, that the younger women are wanting longer presentations, interestingly enough.
Wow.
They want to know how to raise children, and they want to know from your experience. So I'm excited to be doing this for the first time.
Uh-huh.
They don't want a 20-minute speech.
they want help.
they want more of a workshop. They want more, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. That is so exciting. I have a daughter-in-law who has a precious granddaughter, and another one on the way. And a lot of her friends, they come from families they don't have mothers per se to go to talk to. So this would open up another wonderful door of opportunity for us if we would use it wisely.
I think God is going to, as Lorraine has said, catapult us into the future in a way that is more grand and more wonderful than anything we could have imagined.
Amen. I agree.
That just sounds like God, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
any other questions or comments?
This is Ellie Glenn from Prescott, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, prayer is where the power is.
Yeah.
We get our power from prayer.
Uh-huh.
And God has said, if you don't, you ask, you have not because you ask not.
That's
and
right.
So he expects us to ask. And also when we pray, we can find out what the other women are needing and what, you know, what their problems are.
That's
and
right.
That way that we will know how to help them and what to do.
And we can also start seeing them through God's eyes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in order to pray for somebody really well, you need to know who they are.
Yeah.
And come alongside of them and let them know what God does and what he can do.
And that is basically what tonight's been all about, because when a speaker actually goes to a prayer connection or volunteers to be in an outreach group committee or starts a Stonecroft praise, it shows that her heart is humble, that she wants to see God move, and she wants to see him move whether he uses her as a speaker or not. And to me, when I see speakers who do participate in the local outreach or do go to Stonecroft Praise or walk in and try to help out at the luncheon, it just shows a heart of compassion, and that just speaks volumes to all of us. But this person really does love people and want to see them come to know the Lord.
Well, that's true also when you're involved. I've been a chairman. I've been a Bible teacher. I've taught Bible studies and several other things, you know, for years in my group. And then finally became a speaker. And it's
really helps. I mean, it's just been wonderful because then you know all about, and one time I bought books about how Mrs. Ross started all of this and let all the women around, and I bought all these books and let them read the story so they would know how it started and what the whole, you know, process is and what her idea was.
And her loving heart builds a ministry that's worldwide, and our loving hearts can expand this ministry to our wildest hopes and dreams.
Absolutely, and it excited me, and it made me want to go out, you know, too.
Uh-huh.
So, and if you can teach the ones that come all the time, your regulars, you know, and teach them what it's about, and try to get them to invite all the women in. That's the whole point of this whole thing.
That's right.
And I really thank you for and appreciate these teachings every month because it really does help and give you new ideas and encourages me. So I just thank you for that.
Well, thank you. We all need encouragement, and thank you for that. Any more comments or questions?
I can't remember who made the comment about if you can't get on these calls and you're too busy and maybe you need to think about whether you should be a speaker or not. Those may not have been the exact words, but to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if anybody knows the secret of getting the speakers on the calls.
If we did, we would sell it, you know. Yes, it's we all work hard for the common goal, and I believe that God, it'll be a God thing that He will help us encourage those who are not encouraged to join us. And I just think our excitement, anytime you're excited about something, it shows,
yeah.
And our excitement will show when we're around others who did not get to be on the call.
And John, we don't know how many are listening to the tapings after the call.
Okay. That is so true. They do have the opportunity to listen to the call at a later time if they're unable to get on, and that's a very good point.
And I will let them know that too, because I do send out the notice, and unfortunately today I forgot to send a reminder, but I normally send a couple of reminders and one the very day of it in hopes that they'll be on. I do have one speaker who tries very hard to get on, and when she has to work late, then she can't make the call.
And then
but that's only one.
She can listen to it online.
Yes.
If you have any questions for Lori about your personal putting forth your personal best to be a good speaker, I do have her email address, and I'll give it to you if you want to write it down. It's very easy. It's Leading Ladybug, LeadingLadyBug, all one word, @gmail.com. LeadingLadyBug@gmail.com. So if you have any comments, or just want to let her know how much you appreciate what she said, you can drop her an email. So,
okay.
Any more questions or comments before we close?
Hi, Linda. This is Carrie from Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to comment on what Janice said about how important it is for the speakers to be connected to the other opportunities that are going on, the other ministries. As an SRA in Arkansas, I automatically include the speakers in just about everything that we do, and it's really, it's wonderful. They are part of our team, and I myself have come up through the ranks, you know, serving on the planning team, and so I kind of know how important it is for those speakers to be connected to the groups. You really do get that passion for these lost women that are saved at these outreach groups in different ways, and it does make you more passionate. And also, I think it's really important that they feel like
they are part of our team. Sometimes I think the speakers feel a little bit isolated out there. So I've made it a real point to make sure that our speakers are included in everything that we do. And then they can choose, you know, what they can attend and what they cannot attend. We don't expect them to be in everything. But I want them to know that they are part of our team. And I think it's so very important, that point that Janice brought up, because as a speaker and as an SRA and been in the ministry a long time, I think that's very, very important for our speakers. And I have heard that phrase so many times that she just said, preaching to the choir. And she's so right. If they're not involved, they don't really know. So it's just so important that they are included and that they take advantage of being part of that local ministry or some part of it whenever they can. So thank you, Janice, for bringing that up.
Oh, thank you. That is so true. And we had a speaker who came to Florida, and she submitted her talk, and I thought, this doesn't sound like a stuff-off talk. So I called her and found out that she had updated her talk to where she was not talking to me in church. And as we talked, she said, thank you for reminding me what I'm supposed to do. She said, I've lost the vision. And if we're not involved locally, we can easily lose the vision. So it ended up being a precious speaker, but she needed that nudge to remember why we do what we do. And
you know, another thing that I've noticed with some of our speakers, they're writers, they are writing books, they're out there in the secular world, and so that is another reason, just as you said, I think they may lose touch with Stonecroft eventually if they're not connected. So you're right, that's another reason.
Right. Any other questions or comments?
This is Holly from Atlanta. Uh-huh. Every once in a while I have a comment, but not many. And I just moved from Minneapolis to Atlanta, and this is just more of a comment. And I have to say, in both states, that especially moving into Atlanta, I have felt so welcomed with the speaker chair here. And there have been, you know, calls, and people have asked me and invited me. So I think, in terms of, you know, just following up and checking with your speakers, I have even Minnesota still on their listing with regard to the conference calls that we have. We have a couple of speakers will constantly send me reminders that there are the conference calls. And so I think that's kind of nice. And even the thought of even having a buddying up system, maybe where we can all just, take one or two speakers on as a buddy speaker and just say, hey, do you remember there's a conference call coming up, or there's, you know, something that has to be done for speakers, or we've changed the direction in terms of how we're going to do speakers. Do you know about that? Might be an idea to consider.
That is a good idea. Very good. Yes, I remember getting your information that you had moved down here, and Susan Smith was the speaker trainer. I think you probably made contact with, right?
Wonderful.
And there's nothing like that Georgia Southern hospitality.
Nothing like it. Georgia and Florida, because I've been in your area recently.
Wonderful. Any more comments before we close? Well, thank y'all so much for being with us tonight. I've asked our precious dear Valk, who's also a speaker consultant and on the board of directors, to close us in prayer. Vera?
I'd be happy to, Linda. Heavenly Father, oh, how you've blessed this call today. Thank you so much, Lord, that you've allowed us to come to know you and want to expand your kingdom. Father God, I thank you so much for the precious speakers who have been on this call, whose hearts are just so pure and so interested in evangelism, Father God. Bless them and keep them, Father God. Thank you for what you're going to do through Stonecroft Ministries We can hardly wait to see the results, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.